Cain and Abel. I don't know when I first heard the story, a long time ago. Cain was the bad guy. He murdered his brother. It was a very well-known story in Western culture for many ages. Recently, I was talking about violence in the human condition to university undergraduates. I argued that the human condition is more seriously and terribly damaged than anyone wants to hear. I referred to the Cain and Abel story, the story of fratricide, a mythical story, no doubt, but an iconic one. Mid-sentence, I realized that nobody knew what I was talking about. I checked. Just one person said they did. This is an instance of religious illiteracy, and religious illiteracy is a phenomenon that is spreading across European cultures and including Ireland. Religious illiteracy means an ignorance of core religious beliefs and practices that are actually operative in the daily life of the culture. This ignorance has serious consequences, as in the controversies over the wearing of the Muslim scarf in France, the Sikh turban in England, or the handshake refusal in Sweden. It will be the subject of a day-long colloquium in Trinity College, Dublin, this week. Coming back to the Cain and Abel story, I had wanted to draw attention to how the story ends, which is rather different from what it is often assumed to be. Cain is sent to exile, and in this sense cursed, but God warns people not to take vengeance. That's a surprising ending that is not much known in its popular reading.